bill. This week, your supply bill just got a 9 to 14% raise. Your PPO did not. Here is the margin math and the three moves that protect it. Before we get into the numbers, here is the move. Pull your supply spend as a percentage of collections right now. If that number is above 6%, you have a leak worth fixing this week, not next quarter. The target is 4 to 5%. In this environment, every point above that is money you earned but will not keep. Now, the context, because the math only lands if you understand what shifted. In 2025, tariffs quietly rewired the economics of every dental office in the country. As of April, a 10% baseline tariff went on all imports. Dental devices and materials from China and Mexico saw rates as high as 54%. The exposure is significant. 69% of dental devices sold in the United States are imported. Gloves, zirconia blocks, handpieces, implant components, the things your practice burns through every single week. The American Dental Association tracked dentist sentiment through this. 82.7% of dentists named tariffs and rising supply costs as their top concern. That is not a niche complaint. That is almost every practice owner raising the same hand. And the insurance side of the equation has not moved. PPO fee schedules have been largely flat for 2 to 3 years. Reimbursements that were already thin are thinner now relative to what it actually costs to run a chair. Large DSOs have purchasing leverage that absorbs some of this consolidated buying, preferred pricing, longer distributor agreements. A 3-chair or 5-chair practice does not have that buffer. The pain lands faster and stays longer. That is the double squeeze. Supplies up 9 to 14%, reimbursements flat. Your current fee schedule was not built to handle that math, and if you have not looked at the numbers recently, this is the week. Three moves worth making now. First, the supply audit. Identify your top 3 cost line items, the specific products where you spend the most. Get 1 competing quote on each. Domestic manufacturers are gaining ground because their cost structure is not moving the same way imports are. That is real leverage you did not have a year ago. Second, consolidate your orders. Volume thresholds matter. A practice that places 3 small orders a month with the same distributor and never crosses a tier is paying list price every time. Reorganize the timing, not the quantity, and the savings are immediate. Third, use the PPO renewal window. Insurance reform passed in 2025 capped most new PPO agreements at 2 years unless the practice agrees to continue. If your current plan agreements are long dated and you are sitting below market rate on the codes that drive your production volume, the cap gives you a legitimate opening, not necessarily to leave the plan, but to negotiate the specific codes that actually matter to your mix. The question for Monday morning, what is your supply spend as a percentage of collections, and when did you last calculate it? If the answer is more than 60 days ago, you are probably paying a tariff surcharge you have not noticed yet. Next week, we are getting into the recall list. Why the most predictable growth in most practices is sitting in the record system, not in new patient marketing. If this episode was useful, the best thing you can do is share it with one other owner you know who has not run the supply spend number lately. And if you have a billing or margin question worth covering, find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Drill and bill. Real owner economics, short enough to finish before the next patient.